join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Faith Friends by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Well, we're continuing today with a series that we started last week. And thank you for those of you who correspond with us, whether you're doing it right on the Facebook Live or on YouTube, or you're making comments on our website or sending us praise reports or comments later. Thank you so much for all of you who are receiving the word. But I have heard that this message, even already, has been a blessing to so many people, and it's causing us to reflect. I think during, you know, one I guess good thing that is happening, honey, during this pandemic, I think it's causing people to reflect on a lot of things.
Oh, of course, yeah.
What you're doing, mm-hmm. where you're doing it, mm-hmm. who you're doing it with,
yeah.
if you need to be doing it,
right.
who's in your life. Who's not in your life? And so as we continue this series today, based upon Mark, the second chapter, let me just go ahead and read the scripture, Mark 2, 1 through 5. And it says, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised or broadcast that he was in the house. And straightway, or immediately, many were gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy or paralyzed, which is borne of four or carried of four on a stretcher. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press or because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof. They tore something up where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, because those who have a paper Bible need to highlight that. If you don't already have it highlighted, I preached over this or about this so many years here at Right Direction. If you've been a member here at Right Direction, got a paper Bible. I'm sure you got that one scripture. That scripture highlighted. Circleized. It says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. A couple of things we point out here is that this man got healed not because of his faith, but because of his friend's faith. And so we're calling this series Faith Friends. Faith Friends. Everybody needs some faith friends. You know, you can have laughing friends.
Mm-hmm. Hanging out friends.
You can have hanging out friends. Some people got partying friends.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Gossiping friends.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I know we've always said that over the years. You know, sometimes you find out who the gospels are in the church. Mm-hmm. And someone could have been in church for 10 years. Another been in church for 10 minutes.
They find
each other. And some kind of way they find each other.
They do.
So gossiping friends, they find each other.
Yeah.
That still amazes us. It really is amazing. You're like, how do they find each other? But you know, as my aunt, Mother Betty used to say, birds of a feather flock together. And so sometimes you draw friendships and associations and companions based upon what your interests are.
Right.
Understandably
right,
so.
Right, right. You know? I'm thinking about this whole thing. Like sometimes because of your hobbies, your interests, you kind of gravitate. As you just said, you know, gossiping, they just find each other. But it could be just me. It's my experience that you have to be really deliberate to find faith friends.
To find faith friends.
It's not automatic.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Everything else you kind of
gravitate. Real intentional.
You have to be so intentional to find a faith friend.
And you know, and when we say faith friends, we're not just talking about other Christians.
No, right.
Because, you know, we've been teaching this for years, that there are believers and there's non-believing believers.
Yep.
Okay? Because they believe, yeah, I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. How about the people say, I believe in a higher power. And all that. People think that they're spiritual, all that. But then when you're in the crunch, when you're in the crisis, do those people believe in miracles, signs, and wonders?
Yeah.
Do they believe that God's a way maker?
Right.
That he'll make a way as the old folks, I can't say old folks no more, I just had a birthday. That as the people of the church used to say, okay, that he'll make a way out of no way. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Do they believe that, or do they only believe that he'll make a way as long as you can see a way? You know, because when I think about it, there's some friends, even ministerial associates.
Yeah.
We may have a good time together, but if I'm in the crunch.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you.
I ain't necessarily going to call them.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I started doing something about 2 years ago because the Lord told me to do it. He says, when you talk to your ministerial friends, clergy friends, pastor friends, fellow brothers, even sisters, usually you talk to sisters more than I am, okay, of the fivefold ministry, don't just talk about problems, offer to pray with them.
Yeah.
And I can tell it's awkward for them. There's other bishops. I say, Bishop, let me pray with you before I get a phone. And I can say that. They're like, oh, okay. Because we're so used to praying for people.
Don't know how to receive.
That we don't, very seldom the people offer to pray for us. And so I want to be a faith friend.
Yeah.
I don't just want to commiserate with you and talk about how bad things are, how bad the finances are. Come on, let's believe God and pray that these things will turn around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was watching again. I told you yesterday, it just blessed me. I was up in the prophetess and prophet's quarters. Okay, you know, Pastor Marshall got a part of the house that in 8 years I've been up there probably 10 times.
He's trying to make it.
But
his
I went
place.
Up there yesterday when we got a new TV up there and everything, and I put a sound bar up there.
Like I asked for a sound bar. I did not ask for a sound bar.
I said, "This is sweet." Yes, sir. So I went up there, hung up. So now it's the prophet's quarters.
You have space downstairs, all the way.
But
down
it ain't like upstairs.
We can make it.
It's just really soothing up there.
My God.
But I stayed up
about
there.
About to ruin it.
They were so comfortable. I napped, and then we watched the news. And then I stayed up there. And then I turned on some Christian television, and I saw a message. It was so timely by Jerry Savelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
and I believe he was preaching from the scripture. I believe it's 1 Timothy 4:1. First Timothy 4:1. Paul says to Timothy, he says, "Know that in the last days perilous times will come.
Mm-hmm.
Perilous times will come, and which means troublesome times, which means hard to bear times." And it was a very relevant. It wasn't a real old message. Mm-hmm. Very relevant to 2020 and the times we're in now, that perilous times will come. And he said, but we are believers. And despite perilous time, God's given us a word that this can be still our best year ever.
Yeah.
God said this can, then he said this. He said, the Lord told me to tell people this will be a year of supernatural increase because there is no shortage in the kingdom of God, only a lack of obedience.
Yeah.
And that's changing now. So God is speaking to people to bless you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was as that
Second Timothy 3:1.
Yeah. This know that also in the last days perilous times will come. What translation you got there?
It's Amplified right here.
Amplified says, but understand this, that in the last days will come set in perilous time of great stress and trouble hard to deal with and hard to bear. Mm. We still believe that
glory
we can have
God.
Supernatural
Amen.
Turnaround.
Amen. Yeah.
Your faith
yeah.
people, your faith friend need to be people who say, listen, hey, yeah. God still got plans for us. We still going to go out of this year better than we came in. Amen. So we start talking about, based upon this scripture here, this man had four friends who wanted to get him to Jesus, who believed, and the Bible does not say, you know, some scriptures tell us how long the person had been in this situation.
Right.
Some, you know, with the woman with the issue of blood, she had been in that place, for in that situation for 12 years.
Yeah.
The man who was at the pool of Bethesda, what does it say, for 38, I believe it says 38 years, that he was lame for 38
mm-hmm.
years. And some preachers preach that he was sitting at the pool for 38 years.
Nah.
Now if, come on, I don't believe he was sitting at the pool.
Something from birth.
Because if the man was at the pool for 38 years, nothing changed, we didn't stop preaching about the pool and preach about the food. Okay? But we know he was at least paralyzed for 38 years.
Right.
And then the Bible says also that there was a blind man who was blind from birth. Okay? But now he was over 40 by the time his eyes are open. Mm. We don't know how long, but we know this man was paralyzed. We don't know if it was from an accident, whether he was born like this, but we know that he was paralyzed, but his friends believed.
That's so
if we can just get him to Jesus.
Yeah.
The Bible didn't even say he believed.
Nope.
Sometimes you need friends who got more faith than you.
That's so good.
You need friends that, no, come on now. We're going to believe God. No, you ain't going to stay in this situation.
Yeah.
We're going to get you to that service. Bishop Bailey having a healing service. We're going to get you. Because, you know, when I came along the church, that's how it used to be. When we had revivals, and I don't mean any harm, y'all, but I had to learn it was different when I came down south. When I came down south, people were starting to be competitive about the churches. But, you know, I like Creflo Dollar, but I ain't supporting him because Bailey having him, so I ain't going over the right direction. I like Bishop Jace, but he's over there, and I ain't gonna go over there and make that. That's so crazy to me.
It really is.
Because when you need deliverance,
come on.
I don't care where he is.
This
wasn't their house.
Right.
Didn't say this was a relative's house. They wasn't even interested in the house. They were interested in the fact that Jesus was there.
Mm.
Come on now.
Mm.
And so they said, we need to get him to Jesus. Bible doesn't even say whether he wanted to come. Listen, you going. Jesus did not have, the Bible didn't say.
He might
say,
put up a fight.
Listen, the Bible, I don't know how they got him on that roof.
Uh-huh.
But he probably was scared going up on the roof. They said, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. And listen, you're already paralyzed. What's the worst that could happen?
Mm.
That's the worst that can happen.
Right.
Let's take a chance
right.
and believe you can get healed.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
Yeah, and they got him into the room. They had
Woo.
To go through great.
This is so good.
They had to go through great effort.
Yeah, a lot of effort.
Do you have friends who are willing to go through effort so you can get delivered?
Mm. That is good.
Do you have friends who are willing to put forth some effort? You know, a lot of people put effort forth for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But will they put forth effort for you? One of the things I realized, you know, September 8th,
mm-hmm.
okay, my birthday was September 7th,
mm-hmm.
but September 8th was my bishopric,
yes,
Episcopal
mm-hmm.
birthday anniversary.
It's
my second year of being a bishop
in
the
Lord's
church. Are you being...
No, I'm not.
Making fun?
No. No.
My second year being a bishop in the Lord's church.
In the Lord's church.
And, but I reflected back on the day of my consecration. And I evaluated whether people were my friends or not. And you know, I confronted people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I said, whoa. Because, you know, something I've realized through that situation that I believe can be generalized to other situations. A friend is there for you on your lowest days and your highest days. Sometimes I don't need you all between on the average days, but on my lowest days, a friend will be there.
Right.
And on your highest days, a friend should be there, because a friend should rejoice with you when you rejoice, but friends should also weep or mourn with you when you're mourning.
Mm-hmm.
These were friends who were with him in his lowest days and said, we believe you can have a supernatural turnaround. So let's move on here before we just get stuck there.
We're stuck.
The first point we said last week is that a friend brings you closer to Jesus versus taking you further from Jesus. Mm-hmm. They wanted him in the room where Jesus was. So we present a rhetorical question. Do your friends take you or bring you closer to Jesus or take you further from Jesus? Because during times of crisis, trouble, desperation, it's really important who your friends are. Secondly, we said that friend... we didn't get to secondly. Mm-mm. This is our secondly today.
I know.
So our second point today is that a faith friend prays with you and for you.
Yes, sir.
Not just talks to you, and surely don't just talk about you, but a faith friend prays with you and prays for you. Look at Daniel, the second chapter. So I believe it's Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar has this dream, and he don't know what the dream means. He calls in all his astrologers, soothsayers, witches, warlocks, and said, all you spooky spiritual people, whatever you are, I need y'all to interpret this dream. And if you don't interpret and tell me what it is, I'm going to kill you. He started killing folks. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine people like, well, what does this mean? It means, not dang what it means, kill him. And so then come to Daniel 2nd chapter, verse 12. It says, for this cause the king was angry. Nobody could interpret the dream. And was very furious. And he commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain or killed. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. Daniel and his friends. Mm-hmm. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. Daniel answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Tell the king, slow down. Calm down. Don't be in such a hurry. Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. Let me stop right here. Because sometimes... I've learned this, and I've teached this principle over the year. Sometimes the worst time to make a decision is when there's a lot of pressure going on.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to alleviate the pressure. I've learned this, even though I used to have to try to do it as a salesperson. But I found when a salesperson said, no, listen, you got to make this decision right today. If you don't make this today, if you don't buy it today, it's going to be gone tomorrow. Then that already tells me I'm not supposed to do this. I'm not supposed to buy this because God doesn't put pressure on me. He leads me by his spirit, doesn't drive me through desperation. As many as are led by the Spirit, not driven by the circumstances, not driven by pressure. So sometimes if I'm wondering, should I do this? Should I buy this? Once I hear pressure, I don't have to press it any further. I know I just back away from that because that's not the will of God. The Bible tells me to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that's let my good. Request be made known to God. And so there's all this pressure to come up with an interpretation. Mm-hmm. All this pressure to give an answer right now. And the first counsel Daniel gives to the king, he said, give me some time. Because sometimes you need time to hear God.
You do.
Sometimes, yeah, can I tell you, it don't take a whole lot of time to hear the devil.
No.
It don't take a lot of time to hear your flesh. But sometimes you need time to shut off the noise and to shut out everything and everybody else so you can hear what God is saying. One of the salutations in the book of Revelation, as the letters are written to the churches, it says, let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We got to hear what the Spirit is saying. Okay, I know we know what CNN is saying. I know we know what Republicans are saying. I know what the Democrats are saying. I know what what Fox News is saying. But do you know what the Spirit mm-hmm. of the Lord is saying during this time in the midst of this crisis? Mm. So this Daniel said, slow down, give me some time. That he would show the king the interpretation. If you give me some time, take the pressure off. Give me some time and you'll have the interpretation of the dream. Verse 17. Here we go. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known unto Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Some of y'all don't even know who Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were. That was the Hebrew boys. That was their Hebrew names. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, or what has been come to be termed in the black church as a bad Negro.
I can't believe it.
Those were the slave-given names. That's like calling Kuta Kente Toby. Okay? Some of y'all don't know what that means, okay? But their Jewish names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, his friends. Mm-hmm. He went into his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, verse 18, and that they would desire the mercies of God of heaven. I need y'all praying along with me. We need God's mercy in this situation, that they would desire or pray and seek for the mercy of God of heaven concerning this secret. Then Daniel and his friends, let me make it plain, then Daniel and his faith friends, that they should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. There's so much in this.
There's so much.
Daniel had three faith friends who weren't panicked.
Right.
Who said, we're going to agree with you here.
Right, right.
God's going to give us an answer. Mm. God's going to, and they press in together.
To
get an answer from God.
So much pressure going on right at that moment. Daniel said, okay, went to the king, let's take this pressure off. But he knew where to go.
Mm.
That's the whole thing that just gets me. He had some friends that he knew he can go to them and ask them, let's do this. This is what I need you to do. It wasn't just some random people.
Mm-hmm.
He had to have the confidence that I'm going to handle this, not just by myself. I'm going to go into my friends, and I know together, such confidence, together we're going to get an answer. He responded, I'm going to give you an answer, but I need to go with my get with my faith friends who I know, because I've seen how they walk their lives out. I know they're going to go in. So often you go to people, I need you to pray. Do you know if they pray?
Not only if they pray, they even know how they pray.
Exactly.
Now let me go a little deeper here. The Bible says if any sick, let them call the elders of the church that they anoint them and pray for them. He said then the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. The prayer of what?
Faith.
A lot of people pray, but they ain't praying a prayer of faith.
Right. Right.
Okay. So you need to know, I happened to be hearing something, I listened to something the other day, happened to be a prayer call. It wasn't our prayer call, one right direction prayer call. And the people would be praying about a situation, and I wasn't really into it. I was just kind of going by, and I heard this prayer call going on. And I could tell when the people were praying, they weren't faith people.
Mm.
They were praying, but I heard more, what's the word? I heard more almost sighing.
Yeah.
I heard more like, please, Jesus.
Yeah.
I heard more despair than I heard faith.
Mm.
You don't just need people who are going to pray and plead and cry. Come on now. When you need to turn around, you need know people who know how to pray in faith.
Right.
You heard me tell a story that, the man used to go, when I was a teenager, every Friday, I'd leave college. When they had to take two buses and a train and go back to Jersey City. And my first stop was the Jersey City Medical Center, which was a real big building back then. And I said, take a floor and go in and pray. And I don't know if I tell you, I started that because my friend, Pastor Roderick Allen, I started that with him. Mm-hmm. And then I continued it on. We would just take a floor and go door to door. Go to room to room. Can I read a script and pray with you for people in the hospital? And the story like that man should just go pray in the hospital. But he was a fiery Holy Ghost man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to the hospital, he come down the aisle. He come up, but I said, take authority and walk up in the room. Brother, can I pray for you? The man said, sir, I ain't feeling good. I don't have time for all that stuff. He said, that's all right. Well, go on then. Walked on out the room. Right after he walked out the room, the doctors, man walked on to another, walking down the hall. Doctor came in, told a man, said, sir, we have some bad news for you. Mm-hmm. We got the test back, and things don't look good. And you got about 30 days to live. That means, can you go get that loud man? Get that, ask him to come back in here. See, because you can be all religious.
Yeah.
But when you're in crisis, need somebody who believes God.
Right.
You need somebody who's going to pray with some power mm-hmm. and some authority, not just procedural prayers.
Oh, that's good right there.
Can I tell you this?
That's good.
When I was fighting coronavirus and I knew the spirit of death was trying to grip me and all, and by the time I made that post, I told you I felt like the folks on the ship that Jonah was on. Whoever you believe in, call on your God. Okay? But by the time I put that post out. But I know I needed some people to pray for me.
Right.
And I knew needed some people who can pray in faith.
Right.
I didn't need anybody praying, well, Father, thank you for the ministry of Bishop Herbert Bailey.
If it be thy will.
And if it be thy will, thank you that he's done a good work. Mm-hmm. And Lord, if it be thy will, might if thou heal him. No, ain't no if it be thy will.
No, yeah.
Don't give me no religious stuff. Pray with some authority.
Right.
Pray with confidence. And we know this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth
right.
us.
Right. That's good.
Go ahead.
Check this out. He made, going back to the 17th verse, he said he made it known. I think about this time.
That's good.
When people come up for prayer, they want to be vague.
I used to say in the church, you used to go to unspoken request.
Unspoken? What is an unspoken?
What is an unspoken request?
What is an unspoken request?
Well, what you bringing it to me for?
Well, you have to have enough confidence and have to have enough, let's say, faith vulnerability. If that's ever...
And you can have that kind of vulnerability with a faith friend.
With a faith friend. But he made it known. And if you can't tell someone what you believe in God for, then they're not your faith friend.
Oh, that's good.
What kind of friends do you have? Are they friends who bring you closer to Jesus or take you farther away? We all need faith friends who will walk with us through life, the good times and bad. In this series, Bishop Herbert Bailey and Dr. Marcia Bailey take time to explain what faith friends look like and why we need them in our lives. To order this series, call 877-798-5433 or order online at www.rdci.info. As we continue to socially distance, be sure to stay connected with us online. Stream our services on Facebook and YouTube, as well as rdci.info via the Watch Live tab. Sunday morning services are at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on YouTube, Facebook, and our website. Wednesday Bible study airs at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study airs at 12 noon via Facebook Live. Consider connecting with us as a partner or an iChurch member. More information about our partnership and iChurch member services can be found on our website at rdci.info. For consistent updates and encouragement, connect with us on social media through Facebook at Right Direction Church International and on Twitter and Instagram at TheRDCI. Right Direction Ministries, transforming lives and impacting generations.